So did you ever hear the one about 1,000 Catholics who got together at Mar-a-Lago and decided that we would join together with all forces who would stand with us to destroy communism and save Western civilization? I don't actually have a punchline. I thought that was, no, that's actually what's going on. It's not a joke. But let's hear it for John, by the way. Amazing work putting this together, Catholics for Catholics, to set it up in such a short time. Because we have to be able to move quickly. We must be able to move swiftly because the hour is growing short. The time is growing late. We do not have much time left. Earlier today, just about 45 minutes drive from where we sit and where we eat right now, Dr. Peter Navarro, the senior advisor to President Trump, one of the top thorns in the side of the Chinese Communist Party, and the first man in the entire country who called for the firing of Anthony Fauci, was put behind bars. Let's hear a round of applause for a patriot, a hero, and a proud American, Dr. Peter Navarro. A political prisoner, and let's get it going loud enough that Peter will be able to hear us behind the walls of that jail in Miami where he sits tonight. Peter Navarro was locked up because he refused to submit. He refused to surrender because he kept the faith. Because he kept the courage of his convictions. And when the January 6th show trial of a committee, which broke every rule under the sun, which broke every law under the sun, which deleted evidence, which deleted communications, which didn't even offer witnesses the chance of a cross-examination, when they called him in, he said, "No, I refuse." That is the energy we need as Catholics, as Christians, and Americans going forward. The courage to say no, to say, "I refuse. I will not take part in these demonic works. I will not take part in the works of Satan." You know, all of our parents were asked when we were baptized, and I had a friend, my producer Angelo, who his son was baptized just this past Sunday. And the priest reminded us that every single baptism is in fact an exorcism. Every single baptism is in fact an exorcism of the original sin of that which we are born. This country needs an exorcism. This country and the forces plaguing it are truly being fought on the spiritual level. And I know that in this room, you all understand that, or else you wouldn't be here tonight. And I know that I must have gotten it right, or else Michael Knowles would have fact-checked me by now. Well, actually, Pasovic, I don't know why he's talking like Ben Shapiro, but okay. The foe we face is a foe that the church has faced for hundreds of years. It's been called communism. At one point during the French Revolution, it was called reason. It was called egalitarianism. The same French Revolution that desecrated the beautiful cathedral of the Notre Dame, Our Lady's beautiful cathedral there in Paris, the statues of the 12 kings of Israel smashed outside, the stained glass windows smashed by the forces of Robespierre and the Revolution. And they changed the entire, people don't even know this history, they changed the name of the Notre Dame de Paris to a Temple of Reason. And they celebrated festivals of reason and enlightenment to replace Catholicism, to replace what they called superstition and the Dark Ages with the enlightenment of righteousness and truth. Gosh, that sounds a lot familiar, doesn't it? That sounds like something that I could have said right now. And yet we live in a country where for the past several years, both here in the United States and in Canada, dozens, if not over 100 churches were attacked, were burned, were persecuted. People outside, Catholics and pro-lifers and Christians alike, persecuted by the very government that is supposed to represent them. And I submit to you that the French Revolution was itself a proto-communist revolution. And we all know, and many don't know, that the very end of the French Revolution was the execution of the Carmelite nuns of Compiègne. 12 nuns that they took from their cloister, and they demanded them, renounce your vows. Take off your habits. Renounce your vows to the church. Not a single one of them complied. They said, we refuse. And it is said that as they made their way through the streets of Paris, with the French revolutionaries cheering as they were led to the guillotine, that they never stopped singing hymns to our Blessed Mother as they were led up to be decapitated in the French Revolution. They never gave up. And it was just 10 days after that that Robespierre himself lost his head. What can I say? He became a good communist. Folks, at the time, it didn't even have the word of communism yet, and John Yep mentioned that earlier. We saw what happened in the Russian Revolution when it was Marxist-Leninism. We know what happened in China when it was called Maoism. And I would submit to you that the new communism of our day does take its name in essence from this same line, but it is a new Marxism, not necessarily of economic, though economics does play a role. This is cultural Marxism. This is the foe that we face today. Because here in the United States, we had a strong middle class, at least until Joe Biden got in office. And the middle class that's now under attack, the landlords, the Christians, we know that's who they always come for first. The religious, the small business owners, the wetty, the petty bourgeoisie, as Marx would call it. Now, we faced this foe for hundreds of years. And for hundreds of years, we refused to be defeated by this foe. This foe was not defeated by the communists of Russia. This foe was not defeated by the communists of China, not by the revolutionaries of France. And I submit to you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, that the United States of America will not bow to social, cultural Marxism, that we will stand for our principles. And with God as our witness, we will live up to those words, in God we trust. This nation was founded on those values, regardless of what your teachers might tell you, or regardless of what the media might tell you, founded from nothing on those principles. The media loves it when I say that, by the way. And that was the country that was bequeathed to us. It is not a country that was given to us, a country that was founded in tatters. It was a country that was founded to be made more perfect. And it is our right and our duty to do so. And so what my friends and I and my coworkers and I have been doing at Human Events is we've been categorizing these communist revolutions throughout the ages. And we've put up a huge series of podcasts called The China Files. Many of you may have seen that. We put up another one earlier this year, The Chronicles of the Revolution, and we're getting all the way up to the cultural Marxists of today. And so tonight, I'm proud to announce that we have signed a deal with a publisher. We are going to be publishing all of this in a new book that will teach us all how to identify the cultural Marxists, how to use their playbook against them, how to crush their revolutions, and we will specifically call them that which they are. Because they reject the human rights of others, they reject the humanity of their oppressed classes, I submit to you that they themselves have become the unhumans. This is the book, and we're going to be releasing this on the 4th of July. We stand at a precipice, and it's very simple. We can choose to go down the road of cultural Marxism, of wokeism, of social justice warriorism, or we can choose to restore the United States as it was founded in its original form. You know, they say, why is it that people still support communism after communism is responsible for 100 million deaths? Well, it's simple. They want the 100 million deaths. They view the 100 million deaths as a good start because their lack of humanity is only compounded by their ability to destroy, to tear down, to equalize. They don't care about equality. Theirs is an ideology that's born out of vengeance and envy and pride. They took the seven deadly sins and turned it into an ideology. That's what they're trying to force on our country. That is what we will overturn, and we will restore America to greatness. We will restore America to confidence. We will restore the Christian values. And in just a few months' time, when Donald J. Trump is rightfully restored to the presidency of these United States, we will begin to set it all right. Are you with me? I said, are you with me? Do you reject the left? Do you reject cultural Marxism? Do you reject Satan and all his works? Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of speakers tonight. Thank you so much for this gracious opportunity. It's an honor to speak with you, an honor to be here with my family. God bless all of you. Ave Maria.